Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, welcome back for another program. IBMA's Raleigh World of Bluegrass Festival is almost here. The event, of course, is set for September 29th through October 3rd and includes a business conference, the IBMA Awards Show, and lots of bluegrass music. An article in the News and Observer reports that last year's five-day event drew an estimated 180,000 people to downtown Raleigh. That's way more than the event ever drew when it was in Nashville. So what's in store for that weekend? Well, there's the Bluegrass Ramble, which is the downtown Raleigh nightclub and restaurant showcase part of the festival, featuring more than 30 performers and groups, and a lot more acts playing co-sponsored afternoon and after-hours showcases. Then there's the free wide-open Bluegrass Street Festival in downtown Raleigh. More than 80 acts will perform on stages along Fayetteville Street at City Plaza, Davie Street, Martin Street, and Harget Street. Additionally, there will be a youth performance stage near the convention center along with a dance tent. The festivities start around noon each day and run to about 11 p.m. For the third year in a row, the North Carolina Pork Council's Whole Hog Barbecue Championship will take place as part of Wide Open Bluegrass as well. Barbecue lovers will find multiple options to learn about whole hog barbecue and tempt their palates during the festival, including three dining options and the Whole Hog Barbecue Championship. And, of course, there are the wide-open bluegrass ticketed concerts at Red Hat Amphitheater Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd. Alison Krauss and Union Station, the biggest name headliner of this year's wide-open bluegrass main stage. Also announced were bluegrass luminaries, including mandolinist Sam Bush, Dobro Master Jerry Douglas, Flat and Scruggs Tribute Band Earls of Leicester, O'Connor Family Band featuring noted fiddler Mark O'Connor, the Gibson Brothers, and Blue Highway. They join previously announced main stage acts including Balsam Range, the Kruger Brothers, and Steep Canyon Rangers. Tickets for Red Hat Amphitheater are limited and expected to sell out before the performance dates. Okay, Triangle Corporate Battle of the Bands at American Tobacco Amphitheater in Durham, Saturday, September 19th. The rain date is the next day, Sunday, September 20th. Now in its ninth year, the Triangle Corporate Battle of the Bands has a rich history of rocking out Durham and raising money for deserving local charities. The event has generated over $850,000 for nonprofits, thanks to the help of local businesses and generous residents. This year's partner organization is Book Harvest, a nonprofit that provides books to children in need. Book Harvest collects donations of new and gently used children's books, then distributes them to low-income students around the Triangle. Tickets are $25 for individuals, $10 for students with an ID, and the price does not include convenience or handling fees. All right, checking the lineup at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Thursday, September 24th, it's Leanne Womack. In Time magazine, Leanne Womack said, "It just seems like music, when it is most powerful, hits you right between the eyes." The Grammy-winning vocalist, who has been singled out for the clarity of a soul that realizes loss is a form of purification, a scraping away of false ideals and excess emotional baggage. That from Time Magazine. Tickets start at $28. The show's at 8. Friday, September 25th, Carolina Jazz on Tour with Bob James. Saturday, September 26th, an acoustic evening with Yola Tango, featuring Dave Schramm. The trio of Ira Kaplan, Georgia Hubley, and James McNew now return as a quartet, reuniting with former member Dave Schramm on electric guitar as they revisit the original concept of their beloved Fake Book on its 25th anniversary. Tickets start at $27. The concert is at 8. Thursday, October 1st, the Fairfield Four and the McCrary Sisters. The Fairfield Four have been the foremost proponents of the African-American a cappella gospel quartet tradition since 1921, passing the torch from generation to generation. In this concert, the Fairfield Four join up for a very special collaborative performance with a younger generation of luminaries, the McCrary Sisters. These four sisters are the daughters of the Reverend Sam McCrary, who led the Fairfield Four from the 1940s to the 1980s. Tickets start at $24, and the performance is at 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 3rd, it is Dr. John and the Night Trippers. The legendary Dr. John is a 6-time Grammy Award-winning musician and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Known throughout the world as the embodiment of New Orleans' musical legacy, Dr. John's colorful music career began in the 1950s when he wrote and played guitar on some of the greatest records to come out of the Crescent City. Tickets for the Dr. John show start at $41. Sunday, October 4th, Chick Corea and Bella Fleck. With a mix of jazz and pop standards crossing a myriad of genres from jazz, bluegrass, rock, flamenco, and gospel, this will be a casual, intimate evening with two legends from different music worlds. Tickets start at $47. The concert starts at 7. Monday, October 5th, it is the Jacksons. In 2015, the Jacksons are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the formation of the Jackson 5, consisting of original members Tito Jackson, Jackie Jackson, and Marlon Jackson. The Jacksons put on an amazing show that includes all of their mega hits, as well as hits made famous by the late Michael Jackson. Tickets start at $47. Okay, moving on to some North Carolina festivals and events coming up in the next few weeks. September 12th through the 19th, it is Beak Week, Goldsboro Poultry Festival. September 16th through the 20th, the Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. September 18th and 19th, you've got the Eden River Fest and the Pinehurst Oktoberfest. September 19 and 20, the North Carolina Rice Festival in Belleville. September 19th, the North Carolina Poultry Festival in Rayford, the Creedmoor Music Festival, and the Locust Summer Concert Series. That's all on September 19th. September 24th through the 27th, Benson Mule Days. September 24th through the 26th, Full Bloom Film Festival in Statesville. Couple events, September 25th and 26th, North Carolina Muscadine Harvest Festival in Keenansville. And then there's the Mount Holly Art and Music Festival. September 25th through October 3rd, the Rowan County Fair. September 26th, the Akumba Festival in Laurinburg, Everybody's Day Festival in Thomasville, and the Hildebrand Heritage Festival and Classic Cruise-In, all on September 26th. Okay, September 30th through October 3rd, it is Denver Days. That's near Charlotte. October 1st, Rockingham Plaza Jam Series. October 2nd and 3rd, North Carolina Poultry Jubilee. That's in Rose Hill. October 2nd through the 4th, North Carolina Seafood Festival in Moorhead City. Been there, done that. October 3rd, Farm City Day in Hendersonville. October 3rd and 4th, Autumn Jubilee in Salisbury. October 3rd, Great Grapes Wine Arts and Food Festival in Charlotte. And October 4th, Festifall Arts Festival in Chapel Hill. Carolina Music Festivals, always lots of fun. September 17th through the 19th, Hoppin' John Old Time and Bluegrass Fiddlers Convention. This takes place in Silk Hope. Socorro Hills presents musician showcases and hosts competitions that award cash prizes in old time fiddle, bluegrass fiddle, old time banjo, bluegrass banjo, guitar, mandolin, folk song, bass, youth musicianship, dance, and youth dance categories. Festival site is Socorro Hills. September 17th through the 19th, it is the Daily Vincent Land Fest in Denton. This is at the Denton Farm Park. Nice place. Been there. Carolina Music Festivals continue. September 18th and 19th, the White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival in Stella. What's that show? The Stella. It's I think that's a Broadway thing. White Oak Shores debuts its fall festival this year after the success of its spring show. Festival site is White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. September 19th, the Apex Jazz Music Festival in Apex. The festival presents jazz and blues on an outdoor stage and at several clubs, and by street musicians throughout the day. There's also a beer garden. Festival site is downtown Apex. September 19th, the Blowing Rock Music Festival, obviously in Blowing Rock, the day of Americana, folk, blues, rock, and jazz on two stages at the site of the famous mountain tourist attraction. That debuted, by the way, last year. Festival site, the Blowing Rock. September 19th, it is the Brewgrass Festival in Asheville. This is at Memorial Stadium. September 23rd through the 26th, the Outer Banks Bluegrass Island Festival in Manteo. September 24th through the 26th, it's Mantra Bash Music and Art Festival in Ferguson. Not been there. Mantra Bash presents national and North Carolina regional bands on two stages. Now, the festival site is the High Country Motorcycle Camp. They are limited to 1,000 tickets. September 25 and 26, Carolina in the Fall. This is at Wilkesboro. The Krueger Brothers bring some of North Carolina's best folk roots bands and others from elsewhere to their adopted hometown of Wilkesboro for a weekend amid the beauty of the foothills in the fall. The festival site is the Wilkes Heritage Museum and Holiday Inn Express for the Carolina Jam. September 25 through 27, Ancient Tones New Sounds Festival, Union Grove. The festival debuts this year with a lineup of Americana, Celtic, bluegrass, and old-time country music artists to put a focus on the common musical thread that runs through the roots of each of those genres. The festival will also present various world food vendors and an arts and crafts marketplace. The festival site is Van Hoy Farms. September 26th is the French Broad Brewfest in Hot Springs. September 26th and 27th, it is Barnaroo in Leicester. The festival showcases local and regional singer-songwriters and bands in the rock and roll, hard rock, and funk genres on two stages, one of which is in a barn. The portion of the proceeds will go to Asheville Music School. Festival site is Franny's Farm. September 26 and 27, it's the Carborough Music Festival. The festival presents about 150 acts from around the Triangle and all sorts of genres at about two dozen indoor and outdoor venues all day and into the night. The festival site is downtown Carborough. September 27th, live and local bluegrass on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The community event celebrates the culture, history, and future of bluegrass music with bands on three stages. That's just before Wide Open Bluegrass. How about that? September 29th, it's Wide Open Bluegrass. And, of course, it's at Red Hat Amphitheater, Raleigh Convention Center, along Fayetteville Street, and, of course, some downtown clubs and restaurants. October 1st through the 3rd, Homegrown Music Network 20th Anniversary in Mebane. October 3rd, Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival in Mars Hill. October 3rd, it's Down South Music Festival in Sanford. Then October 8th through the 11th, you've got Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. October 9 and 10, the Mustang Music Festival in Corolla. October 10th, Clayton Shindig at Clayton. October 10th, 3B Music Festival in Union Grove. And then there's the October 10th Festival at the Todd New River Festival in the community of Todd. Okay, some free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle still going on for the summer. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through the month of September, 7 to 9 p.m. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Weaver Street Market, Carrboro, After Hours Music on the Lawn, Thursdays, 6:30 to 8:30. And then there's Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1. At the Hillsboro store, there's Hillsboro Outdoors every Thursday, 6 to 8. And at the Southern Village store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays, 5:30 to 7:30. Starlight Concert Series in Cary. These are free. They take place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center on the fourth Friday of the month through September. So the last one's coming up here soon. All concerts start at 7 p.m. Clayton Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square Concerts are the third Thursday of every month through September. Concerts are 7 to 9 on the Town Square lawn. Toast and Tunes Concerts at the Clower Family Vineyards in Apex. Coming up October 10th, String Peddlers, and November 14th, Molly Bond. Concerts at the Crossroads, Flowers Crossroads, the Beach Music Concert. There's one left on the schedule. It's on Sunday, October 11th, and it is the Band of Oz. Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch returns, or is in its season in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 23rd, 5 to 8 p.m. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th, Southern Village Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6 o'clock. Apex Nature Park Amphitheater, 7 o'clock show, September 25th. Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies. And then, of course, the Streets of South Point's Music on the Main every Saturday through October 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Cinema Circle. Checking out amphitheaters in the Triangle area, Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street, September 26th. That's a Saturday, of course, Life in Color. And then, of course, Red Hat will host concerts for the Wide Open Bluegrass event October 2nd and 3rd. Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway. A few events left for the season. Wednesday, September 23rd, Pickin' in the Pines Concert Series presents L-Shaped Lot with the James Sisters at 5:30. And then a week later, September 30th, Pickin' in the Pines Concert Series presents Ryan Cavanaugh with the Hay Brothers. Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th, Triangle Oktoberfest. And then Thursday, October 15th, Chris Tomlin, Love Ran Red Tour. Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Few shows left for the season. Thursday, September 17th, it is Janet Jackson. Saturday, September 19th, is Kelly Clarkson, Pentatonix, and Eric Hutchinson. Friday and Saturday, September 25 and 26, Luke Bryan, Randy Houser, and Dustin Lynch. And then Saturday and Sunday, October 17th and 18th, it is American Roots and Arts Festival. Few events at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Thursday, September 24th, Ariana Grande, the honeymoon tour with special guest Prince Royce. The tickets range from $34.50 to $69.50. The concert starts at 7:30. Tuesday, October 6th, it is Sam Smith. Thursday, October 15th, David Jeremiah's Stand Up Raleigh Tour. On that ticket, Mercy Me and Charles Billingsley. This is a free event. And then December 9th through the 13th, Disney on Ice presents 100 Years of Magic. Tickets start at $20. Audio Describe Performances, their website indicates that a new schedule is coming out soon. By the way, Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both have committed to offer audio description for any performance as long as it's requested with a 2 weeks advanced notice. Be sure to check their schedules for current performance listings. Also, Regal Entertainment Group has new accessibility technologies that are very exciting. They are making changes to accommodate people with and through assistive listening, closed captions, blind or low vision, and descriptive audio. Visit their site for more information, and you can call the Regal Theater for information about specific showings. Additionally, the North Hills Cinema is among the first in North Carolina to offer audio description on any date in any of their theaters for any film that has the audio description encoded into the film. This innovative new technology is part of the audio description project through the American Council for the Blind. To learn if the film you're interested in seeing has audio description, please contact the Regal North Hills Cinema at 919-786-4494. Okay, Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Phone number there for complete information, 919-843-3333. Tuesday, September 29th, Kenny Endo and Karu Watanabe. Taiko, a wide range of Japanese percussion instruments. Although outside of Japan, the term most often refers to a specific type of drum. Friday, October 2nd, Lucinda Williams. Saturday, October 3rd, it is Buddy Guy. Famous for his blistering vocals and high-voltage playing, blues idol Buddy Guy is the genre's most intoxicating guitarist. A major influence on Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and still touring the globe at age 78, he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and a Kennedy Center honoree for a lifetime contribution to American culture. Friday and Saturday, October 8th and 9th, Antigone by Sophocles. Arts NC State, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100, email ticket-central at ncsu.edu. Tuesday and Wednesday, September 22nd and 23rd, Blackbird Fly, in a concert for voice, body, and strings, Blackbird Fly weaves together an enduring tapestry of movement, narrative music, and Haitian folklore to engage audiences in a dialogue about critical questions of our time. This is at Titmus Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 24th, Kenny Barron. Thursday, October 29th, Emil Mathluthi. November 5 through 7, A Simple Space by Gravity and Other Myths. Saturday, November 14th, Art of Time Ensemble, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Duke Performances, phone number there, 919 660-3356. The box office number is 919-684-4444. Okay, Saturday, September 19th, Betty LeVette at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Tickets $36 and $42. Ages 30 and under, $15, and Duke students, $10. Thursday, September 24th, Gregory Porter, Page Auditorium at 8. Brooklyn-based Gregory Porter compares sharing music with audiences to sharing food with friends. Friday, September 25th, Rhiannon Giddens at Page Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Her debut solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, has been out since February. Tickets are $40, $45, and $55. Ages 30 and under, $15, and Duke students, $10. Saturday, September 26th, Brentano String Quartet, Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, September 26th, Patricia Ibanez and Abel Harana at Reynolds Industries Theater at 8. Thursday, October 1st, the Fairfield Four and the McCrary Sisters present Rock My Soul at Carolina Theater. Friday, October 2nd, it is Julian Sands, a celebration of Harold Pinter. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday, October 3rd, Choppy Concert No. 1 featuring six-time Grammy-nominated jazz singer and longtime Duran resident Inyena Freelon. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, a couple of the events coming up. September 20th, Kushan and Kanyaya Reload, Memandi Concert Hall at 7. September 24th through the 27th, The Planets, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. September 25 and 26, Thibodeau at Plays Gershwin, North Carolina Symphony at Memandi Concert Hall. October 1st, of course, the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards, Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. And October 2nd through the 4th, it is the Screwtape Letters. October 3rd, it's Nephew Tommy, I Got People Inside My Head Tour at Memorial Auditorium. Run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.